الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، قد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه فالحكم وإليه ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, in this world you see, someone is coming, someone is going. Someone is sick, someone in good health. Someone is hungry, or someone is poor. Someone is thirsty, someone is indigent. So this world is of this kind. Someone is coming, someone is going. So what do you call it? Progress. You can cannot call it progress. Progress is something you live all the time. But there is no such thing as living all the time here. So where is the progress? Then you find a mother, and a child needs the age of 2, she's celebrating. What is she celebrating for? If you look at it, there's a decrease in the age of the child. Did a mother think like that? That everything goes down, not up. Nothing goes up. Man can work very hard in this world, to a certain extent only, then there's a living decline there. And everything in this world we come to know that after progress, a time will come, there's a very big decline. What did we learn from that? That mother is very happy that child is 8 or 2. But we forgot that the age has decreased to 2 years less. What have we done for that? Did we make any preparation for that? So we, in reality, try to understand the progress we're progressing, but all the time not progressing at all. We are what they call, we have forgotten our reality. You forget the reality that this is what happens. That we have been created for another reason, for which we have forgotten because we are drowned in this world. We have been drowned to that extent that everything that we do in this world is for this world. And we are forgotten that, listen, this world is a temporary world. And thereafter there will be an end to it. And you know Allah showed us different signs where they listen that the janazah has taken place now. He said, are you ready for that position or not? Then you can show Allah assume that man was a very wealthy person. With all the wealth that he had in him, in the end that wealth was gone. You know, someone else enjoyed it. So there's an end for everything. What have you done of that end? What will? So like for Ramadan also. It's a month of Ramadan. We are in the last leg. We do not realize the beginning, how much we should appreciate it. But now it's coming to an end, where we come to know that, you know, whatever Allah Ta'ala has given us in the month of Ramadan, the wonderful mercy, the blessings, the rest of it. Now that will not remain all the time. It will not remain at all. It has to come to an end. Many people have worked very hard in this month to gain the maximum benefit. Alhamdulillah, he is very fortunate that he began to appreciate every moment of this month of Ramadan. So remember, this month of Ramadan will come, but we are not there to see it. So we do not know whether we will be there for this. Our eyes are never open for this kind of thing. An opportunity comes once, not twice. Any opportunity that comes, it comes once, not twice. Yes, the lucky ones are the ones who have been given the next opportunity too. But we cannot rely on that opportunity. We have been given this opportunity at this point of time. Although this is the day of Jummah, the day of the most sacred day, the very great day, we will still contend that a person will pass away in the day of Jummah, and we die with Iman, there is no question covered that how important it is, how great this day is. But in the month of Ramadan also, with the month of Ramadan and Jummah together, is Noor and Allah Noor. Will you get this Noor again? This is what we have to think and decide, that we are going to get this Noor or not again. However, it is this much that we are still fortunate. As I said, fortunate, that person who worked very hard in this month of Ramadan. He sacrificed his time. He made sure that he did not waste his time. He made sure that he appreciated every moment of this month of Ramadan. That, you know, he made maximum use of this month of Ramadan, maximum use. That person is very fortunate. He's fortunate because he is a story for the year after. Everything that we are doing in this world for this moment in month of Ramadan, the strength that we've given by Allah, the opportunity to make all kind of ibadah, the nights that you have sacrificed, the sleep that you sacrificed, your time that you sacrificed, you know you do not want to come to the masjid, but you still come to the masjid. You don't want to come to read Quran, you open the Quran. You are so tired, but you still come to read the Tarawih. And thereafter, my dear friend, what's the meaning of that? Who gave you the strength to do that? You don't realize that no one else except Allah Ta'ala. You begin to realize that I read so much the Quran today. I did not read the before Ramadan, but the way it came from. Because we don't have the time to think like that. The namaz that comes before is not come to the masjid at all in salah. And now you came to the masjid to read salah. You're not realizing someone brought me here. It's not me that's doing this thing. Someone has given me the opportunity to come in there. How do you show gratefulness to that person? How do you thank him then? That how you brought me here so much of punctuality. I'm before everyone else in this masjid. Before I'm only the last one or never to come. Today my feet was coming running towards you before everyone else. And the early part of the morning I did not want to wake up a fidget, but early part of the morning I'm waking up to remember you. Who is waking you up? Who is given the strength to wake up that time? All those things that you ever ponder upon to think. Who gave the strength? Whole day you're not eating food at all. Yet the strength is more stronger than other times too. Then did you ever realize that? If you only be able to realize and appreciate it, then you make sure that after Ramadan too, you become the same person. The strength is not only for the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan for a reason. And the reason is not to keep us keeping food, eating, drinking. If that was the case, the whole year must keep fast. The special through this one month is merely to nurse yourself. The bad qualities that you have in you, the pride that you had in you, that arrogance you had in you, that greed you had, the love of the world you had in you, that jealousy you had in you, that anger you had in you, that the reason to now the soul is supposed to be nursed with all those things. It's not just to keep away from eating and drinking, to bring that quality in you that thereafter after Ramadan, you are becoming more generous, more kind, more sabr, more sugar. That is a quality with the quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if that doesn't come into you, you still got the anger in you, you still got the matter of fighting with everyone and causing quarreling with everyone, then what have you achieved in the month of Ramadan? The eyes was going the bad places before Ramadan. You should look at the bad thing, look at the filth of the cell phone. All those things you're looking at all the time before Ramadan. In Ramadan, did you keep away from it or not? If you do not keep away from Ramadan, then what time would at the time you keep away? Ramadan itself is a month that Allah Ta'ala has changed all shayateen. You know, Allah has been so kind to us, He changed all the shayateen for a reason. Say, my banda cannot complain, the shaitan has misled me. All the doors of Jannah was closed. The only doors were open, the doors of Jannah. So that my banda, my servant can become greedy and take as much as possible. My treasures are unlimited. Unlimited my treasures. Take as much as possible. Did you take that or not? Did greed come to you or not? Do you know something? When you get a call for your business in the world, a call for a very big amount of money, for R1 million or R2 million, you forget all the rest. You forget all the comforts. You can all those things, you go for that. But this comfort for the year after,
Allah Ta'ala is giving you. Not even, he's not benefiting at all. Allah Ta'ala, if the whole world goes against me too, it does not change me at all. If the whole world do good to, it does not change me at all. I am one person, I'm independent. Allah is most independent. He does not need us, we need him. How do we show Allah Ta'ala that we need Allah Ta'ala? The only way you can show Allah Ta'ala is, ya Allah, I'll just become like a beggar. Why is it a person sitting in the car is supposed to be realizing he's like a beggar? He must remain like a beggar in the car. He does not come out of that room to say, Allah Ta'ala, I'm not going to leave this room until you give me, accept me. A beggar, when he comes in someone's house, he does not come with a Buddhist noble chest out. He comes with a blood bowing down. That's why a person waiting at the car, he only knows his position. He will start begging every day. He will not come do anything wrong. He begs for mercy because he wants Allah to forgive him. Likewise, we are also supposed to be begging for mercy for Allah Ta'ala. That this month is coming now, we do not know that Malakul Maut can take away tomorrow too. You know, so many people, you know, they say, you know, فَعْتَبِنُوا يَا عَلَّهُ رَسَانُ. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, they say, Allah Ta'ala, you say that the protest are there. Give me a chance. That, you know, don't take my ruh away today. You say, well, we give you so much of chance. What sort of chance we have given you? We give a chance that people reminded you of the day of Akhirat. You reminded the day after. You did not take heed of any of those things. Now today you want me to now delay and think, what difference it makes to you? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكُرُ فِي مَنْ تَذَكَرَ وَجَاءَكُمْ النَّبِيِّ. That the day of Qiyamah, that awalam nu'ammirkum ma yatadhakkaru, oh Allah, give us another opportunity so that we go to the world and so that we do good deeds. Then Allah Ta'ala say this much, that we have been given so much of time in the world, you did not appreciate that time, now you want to go back to the world, and what are you going to do there after that? We have sent you Nazir, we have sent Nabi Karim himself and told you what was going to happen there after. The people, the learned people reminded you. We all reminded you of the days when going to come, this will happen to you, that will happen to you. You paid no attention at all. Today now you want to ask now that you go back to the world. What are you going to do back in the world now when the first time not be anything to? So in other words, there will be no excuse except that. As long as our eyes are open now, you take response, I know, at least important to you. We are so fortunate that person is very fortunate to spend Ramadan in the right way. Who spend in the right way, spend every moment and remember Allah Ta'ala. And in that, but that person was most unfortunate. Who the last month, the day of Jummah today, and yet now, if he does not turn up now and put his sleeve up and start doing some work, because Allah Ta'ala said, give him an opportunity. Allah Ta'ala is, as long as the soul is there and a few days of Ramadan is still there, you still got an opportunity to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And that person does not turn to Allah Ta'ala, then who is going to, when he's going to turn, when he's going to turn? This is how the opportunity strike that will take. This last opportunity now, a few days, we do not know whether we're going to see Ramadan again. Oh Allah, give us Ramadan all the time. With the intention that Allah will become more close and dear to you. Everything that must become more close and dear to you. How many of us can tell here that we become close to Allah Ta'ala? How many of us can say we have become dear to Allah Ta'ala? How many of us can tell this person, oh Allah, I work so hard to please me? No such thing as that, no one can say that too. Because why? How we're supposed to live and how we're supposed to stay in the month of Ramadan, we do not stay there. Everyone can take stock of himself and say, Allah has been so kind to us. He's given us everything of the best, but let us take stock of one hour holiday, one whole day. See how much you went against Allah, Allah. Yet Allah Ta'ala did not turn away from us. Yet Allah Ta'ala did not say now the door of Jannah is closed. Yet Allah Ta'ala did not say that I'm not sending my mercy to you. Everything Allah is my mercy to you, all that. If you go to someone that, and you speak back to that person, you tell him, get out of the house, I don't see you again. I don't see you again. Allah Ta'ala, how much are you doing against Allah's command? Allah, my door is still open for you. You can cry and come back to me. You can commit all kinds of sins, but come back to me, I'll forgive you. Where did you get that course? So Ramadan is of that place, of that kind. This month of that kind, to appreciate it. If you not appreciate, that's why they say spend time more in the masajid. Read a lot of Quran Sharif. This Quran you do not know is the greatest gift that Allah sent to us. The greatest miracle. There is nothing more greater than this kitab. When we read the Quran, you must think to yourself, you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's talking to Allah. Allah is so happy. His attention, especially on that person in the Quran, a special attention to that person. How much respect you must have in the Quran. That person recites the Quran all the time. He does not have time to make one dua to. Because he's in Quran Sharif, Allah all the time, continuously, whatever dua he wants in his heart, Allah fulfills. My father is talking to Allah.
So what is the most important thing? Let us be that in the month of Ramadan and how we spend it. It must be after Ramadan. It must be, we are, in other words, our batteries are charged now. We're generated now. Do not flatten the batteries after Ramadan when it's doing nothing at all. Become more close and dear to Allah. When a person does you a favor, very big favor, you've gotten a very big problem, and that person give you a very big favor and help you out from that problem, what do? You make sure that you keep and you hold his hand all the time. But no, this man did a very big favor for me. I cannot forget his favor. I was down and drowned, and the time he came and helped me, I'll remember him every day. I cannot forget him, either way. Allah Ta'ala is the greatest friend of ours. There is no one greater. What is he not doing for us? Look at the world, what is happening everywhere. All that we cannot see, our eyes cannot see. Because why? We are not here to learn, become more dear to Allah. So Ramadan, the Jannat is open for us. The doors are open for us. Jahannam is closed to up to now. Every morning Allah Ta'ala, you know, the time when you are sleeping, the time of saving. At that time Allah Ta'ala says, who is that person who asks for forgiveness and forgive him? Who is that person, what dua that he makes Allah accept him? That person is very fortunate in the whole life. He wakes in the early part of the morning. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi was a very great saint, very great saint. But what happened, the time when he passed away, someone saw him in a dream. He said, what happened to you? He said, whatever helped me the night, the ibadat I should make, the two things, the rakat I should make, through that Allah Ta'ala forgave me. So all our good actions, we will do the good actions, but do not rely on any action. Rely on Allah. And do not take any action to be small. The small action can take you to Jannah. And do not take a sin to be small. A small sin can take you to Jahannam. Oh Allah, forgive us. So the meaning of Ramadan is to become completely fresh, come out of Ramadan, free from all sins. Free from all sins. If you haven't freed yourself from all sins, what it is? A person must understand the reality of Ramadan. Allah has given us this opportunity. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Spend these few days still begging to those people who do not appreciate Ramadan. I'm begging to them. Still the doors are open. The doors are never closed. Appreciate it. Now at least bend down and cry to Allah. Cry. Allah is waiting for you to cry. You have to just cry. Ladies at home, you must cry. The only way your dua can be accepted is cry. Not with tears, the heart. Your heart must cry. And have a strong promise of Allah to Allah on commit the sin. That is what we call Toba. Toba is this month that a person, when the milk has come out of the cow, you cannot put the milk back. If that's how you must be. If you make Toba one time, thereafter you say, Allah, I won't commit the sin again. Make a promise. Allah is ever ready to forgive us. Allah does not want to punish any mu'min. We want is a person who go to Jannah but after punishment. Who wants to punish and then go to Jannah? We want Allah Ta'ala, but without reckoning, a group will be going to Jannah, oh Allah include us in that. So make dua Allah Ta'ala in a few days of Ramadan. Appreciate the fast. Keep like a fasting person, control your eyes, control your tongue. Because sad to say, you know, the worst sin, the worst thing that's happened in Ramadan is anger. Anger has broke a lot of families. If anger is the only thing that has broke a lot of families, it brought unhappiness. I'm getting calls every day that my Ramadan is being wasted. It's wrecked because of the weight. So what I mean, are you want to be happy, the other person not be happy. Ramadan is happy for everyone. اللهم بالبركة الإزدادة والعافية.